Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Fayola DeLica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Yes, we are excited because today is a holiday weekend getting started. Some people were off since yesterday. Some people are off starting today. Well, I know I'm excited for this special holiday because I enjoy the 4th of July. That is when we pull out the barbecue grills and throw out the fireworks and put on our red, white, and blue and celebrate our country's independence. But before we get to that, there has been so much going on, and I just am excited for what's taking place, that many people are being more active in what's taking place in our country and exercising their citizen rights and activism and getting involved. Last night I had the pleasure of being at an anti-FLACA community-wide prayer vigil hosted in Fort Lauderdale by the God Squad, and not realizing that this new drug that's in the street, FLACA, is the most potent, most life, it's the worst drug out there by far. You know, as there was the CEO and president, the doctor, I forgot his name, but he is the new president of the North Broad, how that has on individuals and how it affects our community. And there was many other community leaders, elected officials, law enforcement, religious leaders, and just everyday people in the community coming out and really having a prayer vigil and talking about the issue that this drug is bringing in our communities and what we need to do and to make sure it's not an epidemic like previous drugs that have hit our streets before. As well as there is so much going on. For instance, on July 1st was Princess Diana's birthday. The late Princess Diana, Princess of Wales, and I wanted to give a moment of celebration for her because as she was a woman who was not of the royal family or royal bloodline, but yet she impacted the family by marrying into the royal family and also what she did, not living to the terms and conditions that normally a royal person would live under. She did what her heart allowed her to do. She was one that wanted to give back to the society, one that had a love for humanity. And I just want to tell her a happy birthday and let her know that her spirit for women, especially women to be activists and women to give back to the community and women to be leaders, and not just in their local community, but on a global scale, and how, you know, unfortunately her life was lost during that car crash many years ago. But we just want to celebrate her because of what she has done, and she has been such a great role model and pivotal person in our community, and we're just excited and thank her for her sacrifice, all the criticism that she went through in order to be that person that she did become, a princess that many people across the world love. Also, another thing that has taken place in celebrating anniversaries, July 2nd, 1964, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed into law the Civil Rights Act of 1964, one of the most significant civil rights achievements in U.S. history. This new law made it illegal to discriminate on the base of race, color, religion, sex, or natural origin. It ended school work and public facility discrimination and barred unequal application of voter registration requirements. And unfortunately, that law has also been impacted by what's taking place in our world, in our society, in our nation, and that there is one thing after another has led from this South Carolina church massacre. Now that there's a ban on the Confederate flag and it's going into other areas as well, they're asking that I think it's Oklahoma, Ohio, the statue of the Ten Commandments is asking to be removed. There's another incident in another part of our country that there's a car dealership that they annually display the American flag for 4th of July, and they have been mandated by the city that if they don't remove them before the holiday season is over, that they will be fined. So there's a lot taking place, and, you know, it's one of those things that I just say that we all should be educated what's taking place in our community, in our nation. The Supreme Court is passing a lot of laws recently and to come that will affect us in many, many ways, and so we should not take lightly what's taking place. We should speak up and have a voice and know that no matter what level, local level, state level, federal level, we are all being impacted by it. So it's not just waiting till the election time in order to be informed and be involved, but it's now. Now is the time to be informed and involved, knowing what's going on in your local community, and take an active role in that process. Don't just sit back and say, it's not my job, it's the elected official's job. No, it's everyone's job, because this, our nation is built on everyone. It's not the elected officials represent us, but it's the constituents that make up the elected officials. So it's something that we should be mindful, that we should always know what's going on and be informed and take part in the community events and things like that. And so as we talk about 4th of July, 4th of July was a time in July 4th, 1776, that the United States at the time was a part of the British colony, achieved its freedom. 10 days associated with fireworks, parades, barbecues, carnivals, fairs, picnics, concerts, basketball games, family reunions, and all other sorts of festivities. But most of all, it should be a remembrance that many people have died for our country to be free, having our independence from Great Britain. Many people have sacrificed for us to be today in 2015, celebrating the 4th of July tomorrow, to be able to have the holiday time off, to be able to have the time with family, to be able to have the time with loved ones and friends, to be able to do all those festive things that we do around the country. But we should also remember that the sacrifice of others is what allowed us to be this great nation, to be a land of the free, the land that many people across the world come to celebrate, come to our country for freedom, for opportunities. So we should not take that for granted. It's fun to celebrate, yes, it's fun to do all these great things, but then we should also remember that it was at a price that we have gained our independence. It's at a price that we have this opportunity to celebrate this holiday. And so today what we'll be talking about is really reflecting on what's taking place in our nation and how our nation has evolved over the years and how we can look to another 100, 200, 300 more years of independence and our country being such a great nation and leading the world on all different levels and realizing that everyone has to play a role and play a part. And so just really reflecting on what I've come across this week in interacting with people on various levels when we talk about our country and our nation, it is something to say that we are evolving. We are having a lot of different things taking place in our country, and it's really about respecting the rights and the decisions of others and realizing that we all are here in a nation of the land of the free, and that we are a nation that is built upon the forefathers with Christian values and Christian morals, and that they wanted to be at a place, leaving Great Britain and were Puritans and all these other different statesmen and religious leaders and people who just realized that there was much more outside of Great Britain in order to be a part of finding this land and building a new nation and building it on the values and the respect of others. And I think as we have come to 2015 and having so much to talk about and so much to discuss and so much is going on, and I, first of all, want to say I commend a lot of the religious leaders in the community who have spoken about gay marriage and gay rights. And, you know, to each its own, we should respect that. But one thing I would like to say, especially to the Christian community, is that we should be mindful that we are bodies of Christ. And my pastor, Pastor Larry Thompson at First Baptist Church of Fort Lauderdale, or also known as First Fort Lauderdale, gave such a great message this passion. It's not judging people. It's not pointing our fingers. It's not condemning people just based on their lifestyle decisions. It's that we should be, as body of Christ, love one another and show Christ love. To me, I believe that we are all sinners in thy sight, and that we can't judge people just because we can see what their outer sins are. A lot of us have sins that are far worse and far evil than people's lifestyle decisions, that we should not be pointing fingers, and that we should just show Christ love, because we are all children of God. We are all one, regardless of what our views are, regardless what political parties we are, whether you're a Democrat or Republican or independent, whether you're gay, straight, transgender, or whatever else, whether you're American or not American. I think when we start to categorize ourselves, and I actually had a conversation with someone earlier today, is that our nation is becoming so divided again because of all these difference of opinion, because of all these legislations that are coming out. And, you know, recently the Supreme Court passed, there was a discussion about the Fair Housing Act. There was a discussion about the Voting Rights Act. There's a discussion about Obamacare. There's a discussion about same-sex marriage. There's so many different discussions taking place. And I think we should also pray for the Supreme Court, as they have some big cases that they have been dealing with for a while, and now we're seeing the results or hearing what the results are, and that we should be mindful and educated on that. But I really just want to encourage Christians that when we do not show Christ love, when we do not respect people, and when we do not realize that people have their own decisions to make, and that we try to push our Christian views and values on them, then we're actually doing a disservice to what Christianity is about, because then people will call us hypocrites. Then people will not come to church because they're going to say, you know, people are going to judge me by the way I dress. People are going to judge me because of whatever, you know, whatever that judgment could be from. That we should be mindful that when we judge, the same way we judge others is the same way we would be judged. And so in order to be to not be in that predicament, that we should not judge anyone. And, you know, we should just continue showing God's love and really just showing people how Christ loved when he was on earth. And then, of course, same-sex marriage or same-sex relationships is nothing new under the sun. You know, back in the biblical times, that was an issue as well. But yet it's how we deal with it, how we approach it. And I just think that is something what gives this nation, you know, independence. You know, it's just being mindful that this nation was not just built upon one race. You know, when we talk about the Ku Klux Klan, and I've had a discussion on Facebook as if I should invite a member of the Ku Klux, a card-carrying member of the Ku Klux Klan onto my show and just really have a discussion with them. It's not to point judgment. It's not to ridicule them. It's really to have an understanding, because I truly believe that in order for our nation to change and in order for our nation to be a place that people can live in peace and harmony, it's being educated. And from my own past experiences, I've come to realize that racial reconciliation is something that we have to work upon. Racial reconciliation is something that we need to be mindful of, because 1950s, yes, there was a civil rights movement and we fought discrimination, but yet there's still a lot of discrimination. It may not be as upfront as it used to be in the 1950s, but it's more modernized, it's more institutionalized. So we have to be mindful in that when we can sit down at a table, or we can have a friendly discussion, conversation about the different views that people have, then we're able to educate ourselves about even our own views and our own way of thinking and be challenged by it as we speak to people who may have different opinions. And, you know, it sometimes we have to agree just to, you know, we have to agree when we disagree. But I think it's when we respect each other's opinions, and it's not just the extremists of the white supremacy. There's also black supremacy as well. And so when we understand that we are all human beings, we all come from one place, which is God, humanity, and that we should be mindful of that. And, you know, unfortunately, there's still a lot of racism in our country. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of hatred in the world, whether it's against people of color or ethnic backgrounds or, you know, all the other different categories there are in our society. Is that when we respect one another, then that's really where we can break down the wall of division. That's where we can really break down this hatred that's going around. You know, there's been some churches that have been burned down recently, and some say that it's just a cause of nature. They're saying one church in South Carolina, the church fire was started by the weather. You know, others, they're still investigating. But, you know, I just pray that whatever you believe in, whether, you know, whatever God, whatever higher being, is that we stand at unity with him or her or it in order to find peace and oneness in ourselves so we can bring peace into our world. And it is unfortunate that we still have to deal with racism in 2015. It's still unfortunate that many people are carrying this ill feeling about others. And I just really hope that one day we will have racial reconciliation in our nation. As a leading nation, a global nation, that many other countries are looking upon us, and we have this issue of race. And I really hope that there's an opportunity to bring some light into it, bring some way that we can address it, you know, as far as we talk about police brutality, you know, with all the recently exposed incidents, we know it's not anything new, that it's always been an issue, but it's getting more exposure as time goes on and as more cases are being broadcasted on media and bringing to the light that the community and the people know about it. It's really just having a discussion with them, having an opportunity to sit at the table with them and say, you know, the community needs to be a part of a law enforcement initiative, whether it's on a federal level, state level, or local level, and talk about how can we educate the community on what the responsibilities and the obligations that law enforcement has in the community, and vice versa, what the community has an obligation and a responsibility to law enforcement to respect them, you know, regardless that they may not show respect, but it's respecting authority. But at the same time, law enforcement respecting people of color, you know, minorities, is not just black people, whether it's Hispanic people or people from other countries, that we should respect them as well, because they deserve to be protected as well, regardless if they're legal or illegal immigrants, which is another discussion. So there's so many different discussions going on the table. But as we reflect on 4th of July, I reflect on receiving our independence from Great Britain, realizing that everyone who comes to this country or is born in this country is seeking some form of independence, an independence of being who they are, an independence of finding their own path, an independence of finding out how they can contribute to our society. And we should, with legal and as law-abiding, that they should be able to be able to voice their independence and voice their opinion, as long as it doesn't disrespect anyone else, as long as it's not slander or libel or defaming someone's character or disrespecting someone of authority or even disrespecting another human being, is that we should be able to have these discussions in our communities, have these discussions and these opportunities to come together and bridge those gaps of differences, bridge those gaps of different thoughts, you know, theologies or thought processes or ideologies. And I really do hope that as we reflect on 4th of July, that we enjoy this celebration, we enjoy this time, that, you know, just really keep in mind that as we move forward, I really believe, especially when we get to this election in 2016, that all of us have to play a role. All of us have to be active. And we have to educate ourselves on the electoral process. As some people think it's only, you know, the presidential election that is important, your local election is just as important as the state or even the federal presidential candidates or the presidential level, that you need to be involved in your local community. Find out what's going on. Find out who the candidates are. Find out what the issues are. Find out where is their purpose, you know, where is, what are their causes? And find out, are they really for the people? Are they just for the opportunity to say they're elected official or to have the power? Whatever other reasons they may be doing it. But we have to educate ourselves. And as the Bible said, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. And it's something, when we don't educate ourselves and something happens, we can't fault anyone but ourselves because we didn't educate ourselves. We can't fault anyone because we didn't take a stand, or we didn't get involved, or we didn't find ways to know what's going on, or we didn't find ways in order to know how we should be able to be active in our community and our society. So I really, really am looking forward to this 4th of July weekend, and I just hope that as we celebrate, as we take this time to have our fun, that we remember it's on the shoulders of others. It's on the back of others. And so there's a lot of different community events taking place. The city of Fort Lauderdale has its annual fireworks, I believe, by the beach. There's a lot of other events taking place. I know the Daisy Democratic Club in Daisy, Florida, is having a barbecue tomorrow at BAM Ford Park. So I'm looking forward to that opportunity. And so it's really about being active in our community and knowing that we all have a place in our community. We all have a say-so in our community. And I just want to take time to thank all those, I can't call them by name, but starting off in different categories, as we show them respect, as we thank them for all their hard work and sacrifice and making this nation such a great nation and making this an opportunity for us to be a nation that many people around the world want to come and live. Many people around the world see the freedom and the opportunities here that are available to them. So I would like us to pay a moment of thanks and respect to all elected officials on all levels, local, state, and federal, as well as thanking all the first-line defenders in the armed services, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard, and any other departments in the armed forces. We want to thank them for sacrificing their life and sacrificing their time and opportunity to continue to have us be a great nation. Then we also want to thank law enforcement, despite all the heat that's going on and taking place in our country. We want to thank them for all they do, because it's not easy. I had an opportunity to ask one of the law enforcement officials yesterday. I said, you know, how hard is it to do your job? And he said, it depends, but it gets harder every day because of going on in media, what's going on in our communities. So we when you see a law enforcement, you see any of these individuals that we're paying respect to and telling them thank you, anytime you see them, just thank them. You may not know them. You may never have seen them before, but tell them thank you for what they're doing. Thank you for their sacrifice. Thank you for their commitment, because it does take time to do these different capacities that people are, that they're working in. So we should thank them for that and know that it's not just because they get paid for it, but because they're doing it out of sacrifice as well. And also thanking our religious leaders, a lot of the religious leaders that have stood up and spoken out, and those that still need to speak up and stand up. And I hope that they will do so and realize that just because you are considered a religious leader within the church, you also have an obligation to the community. You also have an obligation to speak up and speak out on things that are affecting your community, as well as things that may be of a biblical conviction to you, but doing it with respect and love. Then we also want to thank the community leaders, because as community leaders, we would not be able to have these movements, because a lot of the movements that took place in our nation have happened through community leaders, grassroots organizations. And, you know, we need to thank them because they take the time and sacrifice. One of the ones that I met yesterday, and I respect her so much, is Dr. Rosalind Osgood. She is a part of the Broward County School Board as a board member, and just her passion for the community. She is a minister. She's a chaplain for the City of Fort Lauderdale Police Department. She's a Broward County School Board member. She is an active community leader, and she does so much and has so much passion and drive for our community. So, you know, these people do so much out of passion. It's not an obligation. It's not something that they get paid for. They do it because they see the need. And so I respect her. I thank her for all her sacrifice in the Fort Lauderdale area and all the other communities that she is impacting around the world. Then I also want to thank the youth. I think it's important that we applaud our youth for all the great work that they're doing. We applaud our youth for all the opportunities that are available. I am just grateful to have met so many different individuals who is at the age of 16 or 17, and he wants to be the next president of the United States of America. This is not an endorsement, but it's just an encouragement of him realizing that at a young age, he is able to do whatever it is. And I want to thank President Barack Obama, who has given our youth a different life, has given our youth another opportunity to see that there is nothing is impossible. If you work hard and if you stay true to yourself and you are genuine in your cause, that they too shall reach their goals and dreams, whatever they are, no matter how small or big they are. And once he became president in 2008, I've heard so many different children, especially minorities, black children, youth, say that they want to be the next president, male and female. So it's just awesome to see that young people are taking challenges and wanting to challenge the system, but yet at the same time, at least they're attempting to. You know, I know a lot of adults who are not even taking one step to challenge anything in life. They're not willing to step out of their comfort zone and do something that would have such a great impact. Then I also want to thank the community as a whole, and thanking the community as a whole to really stand up for causes and beliefs that they have. If we think about many communities who would have kept silent, such as women's suffrage, the women who at that time we're saying enough is enough, that women should be equal. Then we think about the minorities, the Black community, when during the Civil Rights Movement, they were saying that enough is enough about inequality. And all these other communities that are standing up for what they believe is right. And we should come alongside of them, and we should not forget that one person can make a difference. You know, it may take a longer time to get something done, but if that one person stands up and makes a difference, how much of an impact will it be later on? As we think of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., for him to speak up and say one thing, now 50 years plus later, we're still talking about the impact. We're still talking about him. We're still talking about the changes that take place in our nation just by him standing up and sacrificing and being courageous and having bravery in order to do so. So I hope that we take all of these individuals and all of these people as an example of how we can continue to make our nation great, how we can continue to live in the land of freedom, the land of opportunity, that honored, I'm grateful, I am blessed to have been born in this great nation, the United States of America. I realize more and more every day that it is an honor to be American. I enjoy being an American. I love being American. And I think whether you're born here or not, that if you are in this country, you should be grateful and be thankful for to be American as well, because of so many opportunities, because there's a freedom of speech. There's people around the world who are unable to speak their religious opinions or their religious views or even practice their faith because of the majority, or even the minority is oppressing them or not allowing them to speak up because they don't agree with their beliefs or their faith. And so we should be honest for that. And I know I am, that I'm able to share my Christian values and Christian faith with love, and not in a condemning, judgmental, hypocritical way, but in a way that Christ has called me and called my other brothers and sisters in Christ to show love and to share our faith with others. So it's definitely a great opportunity to take this holiday weekend, enjoy yourself, know that the beach is open, know that the sun is out here in South Florida. It is extremely, extremely hot, but I guess the beach will cool people off. And all those barbecues and lemonades and all the other good respect that we do during our holiday, this 4th of July holiday season. So I just say thank you to you all who sacrificed in making this nation great. Thank you to you all who realize the value of being an American. Thank you to you all who know that there is much more still that we have to do in continuing to keep this nation great, continuing to allow our nation to be this great leading global leader that it is. And so I just want to say thank you. But before we close, I want to give a short word of prayer and praying for our nation and what is to come in the next coming week. I really believe that there's some more changes taking place, and I just pray that our nation continues to stand strong, our nation continues to stand united and firm. Lord God, we just thank you for this greatness, that you are the God of everything. You are the creator of heaven and earth. We worship you. We thank you. We give you honor and glory, for you are worthy, 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 Lord God. I thank you that you said all tribes and all tongues and all religions and denominations can come to you and seek you. And I just ask, Father, that as we celebrate this day of independence on 4th of July, Father, I just ask that we continue to live in harmony and love, Father. I pray also especially for my brothers and sisters in Christ, that we will show your love as you showed your love through your son when he was here on the earth, and that we would continue to be that light in the darkened world, that we would continue to show love and compassion to those who may not agree with us or may not come from the same theology or have the same ideology or understanding. But, Lord, we are not here to judge anyone, but all we are here to do is show your love and share your love with the rest of the world. Lord, I ask that this day that we all be safe, Heavenly Father, as we celebrate 4th of July. I ask, Father, that we reflect and never forget that it's the sacrifice of others, whether it was their life or their time, in order for this nation to win its independence on July 4th, 1776, from Great Britain, and that there's much, much work to be done. And I just ask that you watch over the global leaders and you watch over the leaders in our local level, our state level, and our national level, Lord God, that you send godly wisdom around them and gird them with advisors who are of you and know you, Lord, that they're able to know how to govern accordingly, that they're able to know how to represent their constituents in the right way. So I thank you for this time. I thank you for your grace, your goodness, your mercy. You are my everything, and I thank you, Father, that I'm able to not be afraid to share my opinion or share my thoughts, because I know by everything that I do it unto you. And I pray that those that listen, Father, they will be blessed and they will hear your love and they will hear and feel your presence, Lord God, as I continue to do the work that you've called me to do. But I thank you. Let it all be well. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you all once again for being a part of this show, as this is Finding Your Hidden Treasure every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. We look forward to this 4th of July weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Take care. Be safe. We'll see you again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.